Hi and welcome. This is Latrice Bartley, founder of Purposefully Living, where your passion meets God's purpose. I believe God created you for a purpose. So why not purposefully live every day of your life by embracing your uniqueness and walking in the fullness of who Christ created you to be? Hey y'all, listen, it's Latrice Bartley with Purposefully Living Car Ministry. Those of you that have been following me a while, you remember that car ministry, because there was a season I was encouraging you straight from my car. Well, guess what? Today, we've taken a little trip back, but I just wanted to encourage you. This is fresh on me. Today, I was honestly going to log on and remind you all that my great uncle died, and so I'm literally sitting in the parking lot. The Lord just laid this on my heart, and I wanted to deliver it right now. So there will be a midweek encouragement on Wednesday, but it won't be a full mindset Monday, so I say. But I just wanted to encourage you all. And so I'm just going to go straight in. For those of you, as I already said, maybe you're tuning in for the first time. I don't know if you're going to hear the replay, or maybe you're visiting the YouTube channel or the podcast. I'm Latrice Bartley, founder of Purposefully Living, and my sole purpose here is to get you fit, get you focused, intentional, and tenacious. That means God first, goal second. Whatever goal you have in your life, I firmly believe that the word of God is what we must elevate to the forefront. I don't care if you're trying to stay married, raise the children, grow spiritually, launch your business, write a book, maybe all of the above. God first, goal second. And so what does that look like? It means getting focused. It means bringing God's word to the forefront, allowing God's word to steer your actions. It is getting intentional. We can be focused, but listen, we're going to need faith with that focus, right? And the beautiful part of it doesn't take a lot. It's not about us, what we can do and what I can do. He has already done the work for us. Jesus already accomplished everything that needed to be done, was done on the cross, y'all. So we stand from a stance of victory. So let's get intentional. What does that mean? Action. Don't be over that you got the good talk. No, we need put some faith, some works with your faith, action, right? Intentionality. And then we're going to be tenacious. Listen, as I've been talking about with AIM, we are not going to give up. We are not quitters. And so I just want to encourage you today. We have been dealing, I ended last week on a series, AIM. And I talked about the purpose and the intention of something, the desire and outcome. But as I was at my uncle's funeral, I was so encouraged. So I just want to leave you with three nuggets. And many of you, you know this, but I still love to say it. Mindset Monday, what am I talking about? Am I here to just give you a quote or anything like that? Or yes, I said getting you fit. That is the core, my purpose here. But Mindset Monday is anchored on the scripture that is found in Philippians 2 and 5. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I love to say it in terms of back in the day, we all had the rubber, the little arm wrists and the t-shirts and everything that said WWJD. What would Jesus do? Come on. We can't even begin to think like that if we do not allow the word of God to renew our minds. And so Mindset Monday is just that. It's saying, come on, let's set our mind through the word of God. Let's renew our mind through the word of God. Everything we need is in the word of God. If I could challenge you, your hardest work will be done to study, meditate, believe, and live out what is in the word of God. And as I was just leaving my uncle's funeral, I was so encouraged. And so I just want to leave you a tidbit. Number one, y'all, God is faithful. One of the his niece sung, and she used to keep me, and it just brought a smile to my heart. And so I knew I had to leave, y'all. My mama gave me the wrong time, mommy. But I knew I had to leave to get back for something with my daughter and my family. But when I saw her name on the program, I said, we're gonna be a little late to that, because I'm gonna hear Alexis sing. And y'all, she began to sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness, that thing did something to me. So here I am. Get fit. Come on. Mindset Monday. This is a smorgasbord of goodness for you. I don't have a title. It is raw. I don't have no notes. I got what the Lord put in my heart. So here's number one. Great is his faithfulness. Y'all, as you're setting your mind, and that, like I said, is through the word of God. I want you to look at it literally as a temperature. Most of us, what? We want a consistent temperature in your house. You don't want it going from 90, then to 20, then to 30. Number one, you're fixing to have a high bill, but you want to be able to find that temperature and set it. Y'all, we want to allow the foundation of the word to set some things, like a solid foundation in God's word. God is faithful. So I just want to encourage you right now. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know. I pray you're not dealing with, because here's the thing. Every week shouldn't be like, oh, woe is me. No, maybe you are overwhelmed with God's goodness. Maybe you are just, tears are flowing because he has just proven himself over and over. And you like, whoo, as I'm starting this week off, it's on a high. But then maybe some of you really are grieving. You're going through some things. I want you to know God is faithful. It does not matter what it looks like. The promises of the Lord can be trusted. They are genuine as silver refined 7 times in the furnace. What does that mean? There's no impurities. The promises of the Lord can be trusted. The way of the Lord is perfect, y'all. Y'all, his way is perfect. It is tried. He is a buckler. Think about that. You put on your seatbelt. Why? Because you need that thing to hold you in. The word of God is a buckler. It will hold you in. Y'all, if you fasten in, hear me. Because why am I saying that? We are in a time where everything is, we don't want to rely. I teach my children something called Why the Bible. The Bible is like almost obsolete. Oh, that's something we open up in church, or that the pastor read out of the minister. We don't see the Bible as our manual, as our instructions, as our guide, but it is. And so today, as we are talking about let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, the word of God also reminds us that our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways, y'all. And so how do we align ourselves? It's through the word of God. We must read it, not for what we want it to say, but for what it says. So when it finds you out of place, come on, get in alignment. Let's get in alignment. Lord, I wasn't doing it that way. I wasn't seeing it that way. But God, thank you. Y'all, he's faithful. And why am I saying that? Because when we're not faithful, he's faithful. It's not based on your works. God, y'all, salvation. Oh my God. It is not something you earn, or you have to work up, or you usher towards, or you need to do this. No, it's a gift. We didn't deserve it. But yet he gave, he adopted us in love. So hear me, y'all. Number one, God is faithful. As we start this week, I don't care. Don't focus on you. No, it's not about you. But think about a God who's been faithful when you were not. Think about a God that when you turned your back, he didn't. His steadfast love was right there, chasing you down, pursuing you, taking you, looking at you. There's a song I love that my old church used to sing, and it says, he had to have loving eyes to take a good look at me and not even criticize. He had to have loving eyes to see, I think, what it is in me. Y'all, he had to have loving eyes. Hear me. So this week, I want to encourage you. God is faithful. Number two, y'all, as I sat here, I thought about, and hear me, I'm specifically talking to this generation. We must respect our elders. I know y'all like Mindset Monday, girl, what they got to do? Hear me. Whew. We must respect our elders. I thought about when my dad called me, he was out of town, and he told me the news of my great uncle passing, and so much was going on in that weekend and that day. But who my auntie meant to me, I told my kids, I know it's going to be a long day, get you some snacks, but we're going to do this. We kind of had a list, but it was to go and just spend some time with her. Now, I don't say that to check a box or for you all to think highly of me. It's not about that, right? But it's just appreciating our elderly, appreciating those that have gone before us. Appreciate, y'all, you can save yourself some heartache. Hear me, my generation and this new generation, if we would just honor and respect our elderly, we would sit ourselves down and let them tell us something. She and my uncle was married 67 years. Like, what? y'all can't even stay married 67 days, 67 years. But as I looked at her, her beauty and her elder, and just listened to her, you know, it was a privilege to sit with her. It was a privilege to just look at her beauty. Look at how radiant she looked. Look at how the Lord has kept my great aunt. And to see the faithfulness of my great uncle. And so why am I sharing that for number two? As I said, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. He went for the one. Jesus was always about the one. There was no one too. When you think about even the leper, where they said when people saw them, they ran. It was like, don't touch him, he's unclean. But not only did Jesus see him, he touched him. He was always about the one. And so why am I saying that, y'all? We have to be willing to go back and sit with our elderly. We need to be focused to keep the main thing. Our generation is, we're so selfish. Selfish, it's all about us. We don't have time. We don't want to listen, and thus the hardship. But oh, if we would just sit, not just with your parents, that should be a given, but go back and respect that uncle, that great uncle, that great, great grandmama, that one that no one thinks about it. Yeah, they're going to go on about the story and talk a little bit longer. Oh, but in those moments, the wisdom we could grasp, in those moments, how they could save our life with just one word. If we would listen, hear, listen, and obey. So I wanted to challenge you today, because sometimes we so about leveling up and making, you know, getting our name out. But if we would just sit down and pay attention to wisdom that comes through our elderly, that great grandmama, that scripture that they taught you to memorize, just spending some time and not being so where we won't humble down and hear, y'all. I wanted to encourage you, not only with their advice, show you how to live right, but it also steer your business. It'll keep you married. It'll show you. Hear me. Y'all hear me. I'm so thankful that my father taught me that. And I'll be honest. Sometimes I was like, why we got to go over there? It's going to be boring. I'm going to just be sitting there. Da, da, da. And my dad used to correct me. You better pay attention. Sit over there and listen. Understand the treasures, the gems that are among the elderly. And one day you're going to be elderly. One day you're going to need someone to sit with you. One day you're going to wish somebody you could save them. So y'all hear me today. I don't know why. Mindset Monday is just a smorgasbord today. I'm mixing some things in. And yet we're setting our mind. Because Jesus was always about the one. There was no one that was too small or too big. He went, he knew that he had purpose, but along fulfilling his purpose. The purpose was what? He was going to die for our sins. But along the path, he was healing, transforming lives, delivering, raising up, elevating the mindsets, yet being hated. Today, I want to encourage you. Who can you make a phone call? Find that great uncle, that great auntie. Go spend 20 to 30 minutes with that person. Show up at their doorstep unexpected. Tell them thank you for the wisdom. Sit down and reflect. Because one day you're going to be elderly. And whether you know it, some of them in a better predicament than we are. The young people are dropping like flies. So I wanted to encourage you today. Number one, let's recap. God is faithful. When you look back over your life, whether you are where you need to be or not, whether, you know, maybe you don't sit in the best predicament, some things have happened. God is faithful. It's not based on you. It's not based on your works. It's not based on what you do. He is faithful. Number two, y'all, respect, honor your elderly. Take a moment, go back, love them. Tell them thank you. I had the privilege to honor that same great aunt at my parents' anniversary, and it was a privilege. I remember voting programs with her, her taking me around and watching me, and I was a little rebellious. I wasn't then, but I was coming up. That rebellion was coming up. But I am so thankful that she never gave up, and her love and the things that she did. Y'all, we can save ourselves, and if we would just embrace the wisdom that are through our elderly. Number three. This is what I took from my uncle's funeral. This thing, y'all know when I read scriptures, I be listening for the Lord. So it was in a program, his scripture, and woo, he kind of documented Get Fit. This was my uncle's favorite scripture, but it was in King James Version. I'm going to read it to you, New King James Version. But I went and looked it up, and his scripture was John 9:4, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. So I went to my favorite version. Sometimes I like to read New Living Translation after I read King James. And here's what New Living Translation: we must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. The truth is, my great uncle, he carried out his purpose. But today, as I am the founder, come on, y'all already knew I was going here purposefully living. I want to encourage you to get fit. You must quickly carry out. Come on, y'all. We don't have time to doubt that God has called us and given us in our belly the business, the writings, giving your life to him, whatever it is, you must quickly carry out. Because here's the thing. Tomorrow's not promised. And I don't say that for you to worry about when you're done. I say that for you to get up and get fit. Come on, we got to get focused. Let's get intentional and tenacious. If the Lord told you to call a person, call them. If you need to forgive someone, forgive them. If you need to go get it right. If it's time to give your life to the Lord, it's been time. Go and do it. Quickly carry out. Because there's a works. We were created in Christ Jesus for good works. There are some things that he has called and assigned your hands to do. Let's get it done. But I love that scripture, y'all, in the Amplified, AMPC. And here's what it says. We must work the works of him who sent me and be busy with his busyness while it is daylight. Some of y'all busy. That's why I'm here for Get Fit. The encouragement in the word of the Lord. You doing all the things in your strength. But if you would just stop for a minute and begin to seek his face and listen to his voice, listen, come on, get fit. You must work the works of him who sent you. Not be busy with your stuff, but with his stuff. And when you take care of God's business, he will take care of yours. So that's all I had today. I just wanted to encourage you. All right, come on, get fit. Get focused, intentional, tenacious. God first, goal second. God is faithful. Number two. Come on, go hug your mom. Go hug your dad. Go hug that great aunt. Go to that great granddaddy. Go visit that relative that's in the nursing home that no one thinks about. God, that matters to God. As the younger generation, he wants us to honor and respect our elders. Come on, y'all. And number three, come on, get busy with God's business and watch how he'll take care of yours. All right, bye.